Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live at the wonderful Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb, where people, the beautiful people shop, and the beautiful people live, and the beautiful people cook. Except for us, Chef Eric, we are the exception as we're celebrating extravaganza, because I don't think anybody looks at us. They look at our magnificence, but never do I hear, "You're beautiful people."
Hey, speak for yourself.
Well, I know you do. Come because on. You hang in a world of snobatoria.
Yeah, right.
And so snobatorians always look at each other and say, "Oh, you're magnificent. Oh, you're magnificent." But all right. Down in the trenches where I'm at,
all right.
We tried that salmon.
Yeah, so let me tell you, first of all, how we finished the salmon off, right? So we did the confit. So up at 160 degrees, 4 cups basically of olive oil. Drop the Copper River salmon in. You don't season it ahead of time. You don't want to extract any moisture from it, so you don't salt it. You don't do anything. Just put it into the oil. It will look like it's just sitting in oil because it's not going to be bubbling. It's not frying. That's the whole point. It's confit is a slow poaching, essentially, in oil. So had it at 160, held it great here with the Wolf induction burner that you can get here at Cook's Warehouse, but held that temperature for about 6 minutes.
Yeah, it was right around that.
Yeah, and pulled it at that point. And then what you want to do is you want to drain it skin side down on a cooling rack, and then dab it with some paper towels on top. Just lightly dab it. Now I will tell you with salmon, with Copper River salmon, the salmon when it gives up the fat,
it's like little white globules,
but they're wonderful. They taste
flavorful.
Really good. They're very flavorful. So don't worry about that. It's just part of the experience of the confit. And so then what I did is I plated it with topped with some microgreens and a little bit of drizzle of balsamic vinegar, some applewood smoked sea salt that I got over at Whole Foods, and just a little bit of Cajun spice just to give it just a tiny tiny memory of a zing to it. But really, the idea here is to let the salmon speak for itself,
right.
Because that Copper River salmon is such an amazing, amazing salmon. So,
well, yeah. It was really, really good, and you can hardly get a higher praise than when Chef Mary Moore tries it, looks at you, goes, "That was wonderful, Chef," because she is an honest person.
Yeah.
I remember the first time we did our first show from her store, and we were in the back. We were brand new. We didn't really know what we were doing. And she was so kind. And at the end, she said, "Are you finished?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "No, you aren't. You still got to wash your dishes." And so she has no problem reminding you when you're finished or not. But when she says something's really good, that was quite good. Because that was unsolicited and off mic.
There you go.
So that. Chef, Chef, that's not something that takes people a lot of time to do.
No. I mean, that whole process was maybe 10 minutes. So it's very simple to do.
Now, what would you suggest, knowledgeable one of food snobbium, what would now let's say you decide to make this for dinner.
Yeah.
What would Chef Eric do at Casa Holdo? Let's say you're celebrating your 24th wedding anniversary and you were doing something other than foie gras.
Okay. So what would I accompany it with? I would probably do an Israeli couscous with some that's cooked in maybe a vegetable or chicken stock. With some probably very small diced cucumbers, heirloom tomatoes, real sweet onions, just as mixed into the
kind
couscous.
Of like a not a salsa, but
mixed into the mixed into the couscous though.
Oh, mixed into the couscous.
Yeah,
oh,
mixed
okay.
into the couscous with a little bit dab of olive oil and a little bit of lemon squeezed on it. And probably serve it just like that. Maybe figure out a veg to put on there. But
French fries would be good.
French fries,
dude. There is
French
nothing.
Fries.
There is nothing on
with
earth that
with
go
a
good
beautiful
with
confit
fries.
Salmon. You're going to add French fries.
There's nothing that goes better. But it's got to be crinkle cut beefy French fries. I'm a snob when it
is
comes to
when
French fries.
Is this when you go
fries.
To the bag in the freezer and open up the bag, the red bag, and then pour it into the?
Because Ida does a nice job.
Yeah.
But get the regular. Don't get the. Season it. But anyway, that's what I would do. So now you have the snobby way of eating it with the couscous, Israeli couscous, or you can have Orida French fries. However you do it, we've got a taste for all
Okay. All right. Anyway, so on to the next recipe.
Yes.
I'm going to do a lamb burger.
See? Now, what goes great with lamb burgers? Crinkle-cut french fries. I mean, you got to tell you. There's a gentleman out here that styles in the way he dresses.
Yes.
He's got a nice Hogan lid on, and he's shaking his head in agreement with me, which obviously knows the man has incredible taste.
So I would actually agree with you if I'm doing a lamb burger that, yes, french fries may be appropriate with some homemade ketchup or something like that.
Homemade ketchup.
Yeah.
Of course. Why would I think anything less? All right, carry on.
All right. So what I'm doing is I'm starting out with a pound of New Zealand lamb that's ground up, and I'm going to add in a pound of pork. So this is we're going to mix two creatures here in this. But I like the fat in the pork. The lamb is quite lean. So
could you just go lamb?
You could. You certainly could. So. But you know one of the reasons that I like doing this is it extends the lamb without having to buy twice as much, because I need 2 pounds for the recipe, and if I'm just using the lamb, it's going to be expensive, A, but B...
What does a pound of fresh ground lamb go for right now?
$9.99
a pound?
About $9 to $12.
Yeah.
And this is New Zealand lamb, organic, grass-fed, obviously, so...
And lamb, for those of you who have not eaten a lot of lamb... It's got such a wonderful taste. It's different, but it is so good. So that's a great idea. Now, you notice I'm not arguing with you about turkey burgers, or even though it's not beef, I still allow the burger term to be used with this because it's got meat. And really, the first hamburger was from Hamburg, Germany, and sausage was a major component, if not all the component, of the original hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yes.
Yes, this is very true. So I'm going to I'm mixing up the meat itself here, starting out with the pork and the lamb. Now we're going to add a little bit of salt to it. We added some breadcrumbs. I'm going to add a little bit more breadcrumbs here. And I'm using panko, but you could use really any kind of breadcrumb. Okay, and now I'm going to start with some spices. I've got some fresh cut and dried oregano.
Ah. And once again, you got that at Whole Foods, where you can buy small portions just right for recipes instead of too much that you're going to throw away.
Exactly. I've got about a tablespoon of that I bought over there. I'm going to add cumin. Oh. I'm going to add about a good tablespoon of that.
I love cumin.
I'm going to add about 2 tablespoons of dried parsley, and then I'm going to add some ground coriander seed.
Ooh, yes. Coriander is one of those ingredients that people need to learn to use more. I love coriander.
And I've got a coriander cardamom mixture here.
Ooh.
Chef
Eric, you're always on the cutting edge.
There we go. So now we mix all this up into the burger. I may even take a real sweet onion, fine dice it, and add it in there. What do you think?
Because you could, because of the sweetness, to kind of put a softer tone on some of those spices that tend to be a little tangier.
Right.
The sweetness and the nice texture that would be added by a real sweet Vidalia onion. This gentleman right here is drooling on himself, Chef Eric. I think it's... And we are not responsible, sir, for your dry cleaning bill, so forget about it.
Now, the important thing to do is don't overwork the meat. You need to incorporate it all in there, but don't overwork the meat because it'll just tear it down. You don't need that. So, all right. Since I didn't plan well here, I'm going to take off these gloves, and I'm going to go ahead and start to dice up one of my real sweet Vidalia onions.
Now, how do you know that you're using real sweet Vidalia onions?
It says so right here on the bag.
And the tag.
And the tag. So I'm going to chop top and bottom off.
Well, Chef Eric, while he is preparing his real sweet Vidalia onion to add to his burger, we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today live at the Cook's Warehouse East Cobb, where we take it to the streets for you, our culinary listeners.